Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Oh, God.
Sorry, is that something wrong? What's the matter?
Oh, God.
What? What's your problem?
Fun Fact Friday.
What'd you say? You better have not have sworn then.
Fun Fact Friday.
Oh, you did remember.
I was about to say it's... it ruins my
excitement. Here we go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Fun fact. I spent $600 on candles today.
Fun Fact Friday.
Okay. We need to get to a point where these fun facts aren't just news. By the way, though.
That's a fact, though.
That's a lot of money on candles.
Yeah, because I found candles that I really like. So, and they were sold out.
Oh God.
They were sold out for ages, and I'm running out of one, so I just bought
$600 worth. Yeah, no, we heard you. $600.
Yeah, but big ones. Like kilo ones. Like these, last 6 months.
Oh, of course. Kilo candle.
Mm. And room sprays.
See, I get the room sprays. Room sprays are great. I've got a couple of them.
Yeah. I'm just para about, people thinking that my house smells. So I just...
Oh, God. You know what? When I came over the other day, I was like, this house smells real good. What's happened? You like candles.
Yeah, it's that candle. So, worth it.
Oh, definitely. I'm
Fun
saying,
fact, six candles work.
Well, no, it's...
Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Candle Friday.
Next week, I'm going to have a real fun fact.
That's what you said last week.
Okay, how about this?
Okay, yeah.
How about this?
Fun Fact Friday.
When they made the food pyramid, the cattle lobbying association didn't want saturated fats to be in red because they thought people would associate meat with being bad for you and saturated fats, so they changed it to purple.
It's not a bad fact.
Thank you.
Fun Fact Friday.
Not a bad fact. And you really pulled that one out, and I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I played that sound effect 4 times tonight, and that's probably 3 times more than I thought I'd play.
Probably enough.
Big show, obviously. big show. We're doing First Date Friday. And look, I'll be honest. I blacked out last Friday, on Monday, and I went, guys, we need someone a bit more unhinged. We need someone who just, we're basically paying you to go on a date and just blow it up because we want some fun. Not to say that the dates haven't been fun. We just want some more chaos.
100%.
So this is the chaos edition.
Because what's the point of, it's like people that say, oh, there's too much drama on Real Housewives.
You love the drama.
Why would you, would you rather see them all sit around and be happy and cheers their glasses? No, you want broken glass. Therefore, we want a bit of drama. Boring otherwise.
Drama. You know, and I'd be interested if any of you are listening and you have been on First Date Friday and you're now in a very happy relationship, very happy for you.
Happy for you.
Good for you. Fantastic. But this edition, we're looking for someone to just really blow the doors off it.
Hopefully we've got them.
Surely.
We've had 40 First Date Fridays and only a couple of them have had drama.
Surely.
Anyway, we'll see.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
You are about to enter the debate club of Hot Nights. The people are real. The debates are real. The rulings are final. This is the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Welcome to the Hot Nights Debate Club, where we discuss very important topics.
Where's the gavel? That doesn't sound as full as it used to. Why?
What's happened to it?
Why? Where's the gavel? Was that just like a pen? What was that?
No, it was the head of the gavel. I've just lost the stem.
Show me it.
It's just the top of the
gavel.
Where's
the gavel that I got you specially for
I actually can't find that one.
What have you been doing with it? It's probably my
gavel.
Question.
There's no home time with the gavel,
why,
mate.
Why have you lost the stem of that one? You've lost a full gavel stem? What are you doing with our gavels?
I believe someone else in the office used the stem to purpose another product.
No, okay. Well, that's one stem. But what about the other gavel?
Is it the quill?
I believe the stem for this gavel has been used in Producer Max's feather quill for Chattergris.
Oh, my God. We need a props budget. This is a joke. We can't be dismantling gavels.
Babe. We have a full budget for anything to do with the show. There's money in it. Get that gavel off your pen. All right, see how it goes. Exactly. This is pissing me off. I don't know how I'm going to go with Debate Club today. Last week, I was mad. Now, I feel like my hard work for getting you a really good gavel has been not cared for.
I'm sorry you feel like that.
Oh, no, you're not.
That's passive aggressive. Let's start.
Yeah, let's start.
This is like getting a bit out of hand.
Tonight, up for debate, the topic is, if you only want to see one act at a concert, it's okay to go just for their set and then leave. Now I will give you an example. Once, the Pussycat Dolls came to Australia, and who was their opening act? Hey. An unknown person named Lady Gaga.
I know who that is.
And then the next year, Lady Gaga came out, and then the Pussycat Dolls had to support her.
Yeah, they were just being nice. They were just taking
So it's the same as people going to the Pussycat Dolls concert and leaving after Lady Gaga did her set.
That is correct.
So then there's empty seats left in the venue.
Poor Melody.
Who?
Poor Melody Thornton.
That is correct.
I don't know who Melody Thornton is.
Tonight, debating the affirmative that it is okay just to go and see one act is one, Miss Abby Chatfield. Take it away.
Of course it's okay to go and just see one act. If they're going to come and do a concert, you are allowed to buy a ticket to see the person that you like. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're leaving. The bands and the actors, the performers are still getting a cut of the pay. It actually doesn't matter emotionally what's going on. If you want to see Lady Gaga, for example, but you don't really care about PCD, no harm just leaving when her set is done after she plays whatever, poker face or whatever. There's no harm just leaving. Stop being a sook. You still get your money. Also, maybe less pressure for the main act to do a good performance because less people in the audience. I think it's completely fine. You're allowed to spend your money how you like it and you are allowed to leave. There is no obligation. They aren't your friends. The main event aren't your friends. You can just leave when you want. It's not their birthday.
Rowan.
The reason that there is more than one act on a bill is because it's all choreographed into being a fantastic night to go out. So if you like one artist, you'll absolutely like the support act, or you'll like the two support acts. So why don't you go get your mates, take a night of it, and you go, oh, obviously I want to go and see Blah because of Blah, but Blah has brought along their mates to give you a better show. The only reason they're support acts is one, because it's going to make the night longer and more fun for you. And two, maybe this act goes, hey, I know you love me, but you'd also love column A and column B. That's why you go and support the whole night, because you know what? Maybe you'll find a new favourite act who was with your favourite act.
Rebuttals.
Yeah, but why are you obligated to stay? You've paid for the ticket. You can leave whenever you want. And it isn't that they're recommending your favourite band, I'm recommending anything to you. You are going to the recommendation from the other band. So, like, your favourite band is Lady Gaga, not PCD, Pussycat Dolls. So I don't care about PCD. I know that I love Lady Gaga. So I'm going to go home now. I'm going to have a big night rest. I don't need to have the tour schedule that they have. I'm exhausted. I'm here for Lady Gaga. PCD can get wrecked. Kidding, I would love to go to a PCD concert.
Well, it's interesting you say that after the ding. Wowee.
Well,
listen, when you buy a burger, do you take the pickle out? Maybe. But should you have it in there? Yeah. Because overall, it's a better experience with a pickle. Oh, no, I take mine out. Well, you know what? Do you crazy person. But listen, it's a whole better bite when you include the pickle. And that's what I'm saying. You don't have weird support acts with your favourite act. It all mounds into one. That's why you go support the whole night.
I think you're confused.
Otherwise,
Babe, we're talking about leaving before the main act.
See, this whole thing was, I was torn with this whole thing from the start.
No, but I think you're saying that you're like, oh, why would you not go to see the support act? No, we're only going for the support. And we're leaving before the main act comes on stage.
No, well, I thought we were basically saying you're going to see one person on the thing.
Yeah.
Because they're all kind of supporting each other.
What we're
saying is
the support act. Like we're saying you've gone to R&B Fridays and you've left once Shaggy's gone off stage.
Yeah, I mean, do what you like.
Exactly, do what you like.
Miss Chatfield, you did mention that it's your money and you can use it how you want.
Yeah.
And that these bands aren't necessarily your friends.
Not my friends.
And you owe them nothing, especially as you've already given them money.
Yeah, totally.
Mr. Edwards, I enjoyed how you put things in saying that a night at a concert is like a choreographed experience.
Well, it is, man. It is, yeah.
And that, you know, artists are giving you a trusting experience of saying you like column A and B because you like me. But I think the point that has really taken me tonight is the burger analogy.
It's a good one.
And it's because when they make a burger, it's how it is best meant to be, and some people may not like that pickle.
Yeah.
But the burger is best when experienced as a whole. And that's why tonight's winner is one Rowan Edwards.
Okay, I will say something. You actually convinced me during that, because when you said you can find other acts, because when I
You would have 100% done it.
Well, when I saw Lime Cordial, my favourite band, for the first time ever, I didn't go to see them. I went to see La Maloney, their support act. And then I saw Lime Cordial. And I was like, hang on. And now I love them both equally, but obviously Lime Cordial more now because they have more songs. But
that's how I found a lot of my favourite, like, different acts and stuff.
But I also do think, morally, it doesn't matter if you go home early. You know them anything.
I mean, you got, you know, do
It's a
you.
Good idea. But do this, you. But, okay, what this came from was that TikTok of someone sooking about it. Grow up.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Rowan, I found this really hectic post on one of my favourite Instagrams, The Shade Room. They have, everything, right?
It does get hectic, yeah.
It's very hectic. And I haven't shown you this yet, but I'm just going to read this to you and tell me what you think.
Yep, go.
So the caption is,
yep.
Came across a post of a lady that filed for a divorce because of one lie.
One lie.
What would you do, ladies, right? And I thought,
get over it.
Hang on, what? Now, she's uploaded a photo of her and her husband on the wedding day with written over the top, the end.
Why does it say the end?
Well, they're breaking up.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes.
All right. Here's the quote.
Yeah.
My marriage was so beautiful and full of love. My husband literally worshipped me. I don't know if anyone is ever going to love me like he did. Mm. But this one lie, I can't forgive. I've filed a divorce today. I found out that he has 3 grown-up girls. 3? Never told me he was married and divorced. Yes, he's divorced, but still doesn't change anything. I married a single loving husband. I won't settle for less. I love him so much. I appreciate all the love you showed me. You showed me a different version of love. I appreciate, but I can't settle for a tiny lie. I can't forget. I won't forgive. I don't know anyone explanation. Then why doing a post?
Yeah,
don't ever lie about your age for a reason. Love you, MD. I posted this because I know you will do everything to make sure you reconcile. I want it so bad to spend forever with you. I do. You are perfect in your loving. But no, not with this tiny lie. I would have still married you if you had told me. I would have. Now I can't trust you no more. That shit hurts. I don't need anyone to advise me on anything. I love my husband till forever, but can't forgive this lie. It was so beautiful. It was so perfect until one lie. So he's got 3 kids.
Okay. First off, very strange that you wouldn't tell her.
Well, I would.
Second though, I don't think that's enough for a divorce. I mean, if he's fantastic to you and that's like a previous life and everything. He's not still married, is he?
No, he's divorced with 3 grown-up kids.
Well, maybe that's a part of his life that he wants nothing to do with. And he's moved on to you and everything's great and you love it. It's still weird. He should have said something. 3
I think
kids.
I'd call it bigger than a tiny lie. I know everyone's making it like it's a tiny lie.
No, it's an enormous lie.
It's an enormous lie.
He's like actively hidden his past.
Yeah.
You can't just like, oh, that didn't come up.
No, he's active. And also like if he doesn't want anything to do with his previous family, like red flag.
Red flag, big time.
If you've left your kids, your 3 kids, weird.
I still think that I think it's an enormous lie, But I still think you could get it. Like, you could get through it. If he loved you as much as she said he did, you could get over it.
But wouldn't you just start to think?
Also, it's not me. I would be like, what else are you hiding?
Well, yeah, you know, people say like, oh, you know, when you get cheated on, you think, what else are you lied about? I don't believe that because people, as we all know, people cheat like in like a instant, like a instant, you know what I mean? Yeah. It isn't like a whole life thing.
Yeah.
This is something that I would say, what else don't we know?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a bit melodramatic. People are like, what else are they lying about? Well, probably nothing.
Probably nothing.
Probably, unless it's an affair, but like if it's like a one-time thing. But this is like a consistent lie every day.
What do you think? Come back together?
I mean, we all know I have low standards, but I just feel like I would probably be like, I don't know what I would do. It depends how I found out. If I found out, what would I do?
I wonder how she found out. Did they say how she found out? No.
No, she just found out. I think, well, we all know they're not dating anyone for longer than 3 months. So... I wouldn't ever get to this point. I would just go, you know what? I'm so tired right now. I go, okay.
You would. And you know what you're like, three kids? Are they slay? That's what you do.
Yeah. I'd be like, why didn't you ever tell me? And if the reason was like, oh, I thought you wouldn't. I'd be like, no, you know what it is? It isn't even like I'm angry. It's weirdo.
The fact that weirdo. He has hidden them is odd.
Yeah.
And I can understand why she doesn't trust him. It's a trust thing.
Yeah, babe. It's an absolute trust thing. And it's also, no, I think it's more like it's an ick. It's like,
it's an ick.
It's like, ugh.
Oh, no, mate. A previous marriage and three kids isn't an ick. No. It's a trust thing.
No.
You can't call that an ick.
It's absolutely trust thing, but it's also kind of cringe.
Cringe? Why?
Like,
what's cringy?
Like, I don't know, getting dressed up in his little outfits every day to lie. Like,
He's not buttoning his shirt up going, I'm lying today. Well, like,
probably is.
He did, though.
Probably is thinking that. He did, though.
But does he still? I've so either
he has nothing to do with these three children, and that's an ick, or he's been talking to these three children at being a good father, which is preferable.
Yeah.
But pretty random.
To not tell her at all.
And not even like, I'm assuming they're estranged because.
Have to be.
I don't know. What would you do if you found out that someone had three children?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm so tired.
I'd be like, what? Oh, you know what? If it got to the married, and then we were like living together as like a married couple, and you had the whole time to tell me, like even in the first couple of years, like, oh, hey, by the way, I can't believe I haven't told you, but I'm really embarrassed and we just need to talk to you. I used to be married and I have three kids. It'd be like, that's a bombshell, but okay.
But waiting to the marriage.
Odd.
Yep. Lucy, right, text him right now and let him know about the three kids. This is a test.
What do you mean, Stitcher? Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Okay, so we have a very special edition of Celebrity Chattergrees this week.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Game on, baby.
Game on. And this week we have... Internet sensation, 100% that Tim, aka Tim Collins. Hey, babe.
Oh, my gosh. What a welcome. I love that.
Oh, my God. No. I love you so much. I remember the first. Oh, my God. So for those of you who aren't familiar, get a grip. But I remember the first video I saw of you was you doing a Triple J impersonation. And I'm pretty sure I might have duetted it all. Like, I definitely commented and I thought it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life, but I'm scared of you transitioning to like commercial radio ones where you make fun of people on commercial radio. Like, here's
I know, watch out.
You better not. So for those of you who don't know who you are, random, give a little explanation of like what you do.
It's so random now I think about it, but like literally every day I will just like chuck on a random wig and just personally attack people one by one. You know what I mean? Especially like the emo phase. Remember that from when, I don't know, like the early 2000s. Did you go through an emo phase?
Babe.
She's still in it, mate. She's still in it.
Babe, literally my friend last night messaged me and he was like, I got us tickets to an emo night December 16th. See you there. And I was like, because people know that I'm still an emo babe. Babe, My Chemical Romance vibes. I'm obsessed.
Panic of the Disco.
Panic of the Disco, babe, but it's Green better if you do. Day. Green Day, American Idiot. But you do, it's kind of like you're making fun of previous versions of yourself, which I think is so, so, so funny.
Absolutely. Everyone always asks me, like, how do you know? Like, how do you know about this? Why are you unlocking these memories? And I'm like, babe, this was me. It's I lived memory. This. You know?
Yeah,
like,
you lived it.
This, I did it.
I've gone through this. I've had these trials and tribulations in my life because it isn't like you're punching up or down. You're just punching yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're just doing it.
Punching back.
Punching back. Absolutely. Well, I'm obsessed with this stuff. Everyone needs to go and check it out on TikTok and Instagram. But the TikTok is... So the Triple J makes me laugh so much.
Me too, man. That
it's
was funny.
Triple J. Don't they do a little bit of
on Triple J. Jake. What a banger.
What a tuna sandwich. Yes. That was so good. All right, so here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna play celebrity categories.
Mm-hmm.
We've got three categories. Now you've given us a celebrity category, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm nervous. Do we have a little intro before I give the rules?
Let's do it, baby.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Celebrity. That's it.
Did I do it?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That
every time I go way too early, I blow my load too early. All right. So
standard.
Here's what happens.
Classic Chatfield.
We have 100% that Tim with us right now, and we're going to play Celebrity Categories. The first category is my category. It's the category. It's literally whatever I want. It can be how many sips of water I've had today.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like that, then don't really come on the radio show because it's up to me, right? The second category is 100% that Tim's category.
Yeah.
And that actually needs to be like common knowledge. Like it can't just be like, oh, like what color undies is Tim wearing? Because it's like, how would I know? You know?
Yes. Yes.
Like
needs to be a little bit reasonable for you.
Yeah. As we say, be normal. Don't be a bad sport. Don't be a bad sport. You know what I mean?
Don't try. By the way, don't try and rig it in your favor because it's rigged in your favor. Abby.
No, it's not. It's equal.
Oh, hang on. Is it?
It's equal.
Okay. It's okay, equal. It's equal.
It's equal,
guys.
Equal, babe. It's that. My show, so it's equal. And then the third category is a mystery category chosen by our producers. Now, well, producer, again, we've got one producer at the Mo, and he's working so bloody hard.
I see the sweat dripping off his nose.
Oh my God.
Work harder is normally what we say.
Yeah, because he turned the aircon off last night when he was in here because he had to stay over.
Bit of back chat from him. We had to kind of.
No aircon, no heating. No blankets.
Sorry, Tim, you're probably coming in going, what is this? Our producers like to get a little bit of cheek sometimes. We have to go, hey, listen, pull it back a bit because we take away the luxuries. Like
they
a
work
pen.
So hard they stay overnight here and we make them stay up all night doing the category. Anyway, mm-hmm. it's about a 15-level joke.
Oh, you think we're joking.
All right, let's begin.
We're playing. Here we go. Oh. I am the question master. Oh, one more thing.
Names
as buzzers, best of three. All right, here we go. I am the categories man, so hold on, stand by. Question number one is Abby's category, Tim. And that is Abby's new beer, which is called Spill. Are you across it, Tim?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Top of the questions.
Breathe, Tim. You just need, Tim.
Sorry.
You
sorry.
Really need to get a grip.
Sorry, this. Tim.
Tim's, by the way, you can't see him because it's radio. He's losing his mind.
This is why he's so nervous. He's shaking.
I have not even said the question.
Okay.
Sorry.
Tim.
Breathe. I'll get back in my box.
All right.
Get back in your box. Hold on 1 second.
Bit of shush.
Another drone. There we go. A lot of drones here, by the way, Tim. Here comes the question. True or false? You can buy Spill in a slab.
Abby! True. Oh.
That one, you want to lock in true?
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true.
You're so quick.
Mm. I know you got to be back.
It is your beer, so I get it.
I know. And my show, my game, so it makes more sense.
Just true or false as well. So you had a 50% chance of getting that right.
Mm.
They don't normally come that easy. But hey, here we go. It's your category now. And that category is Ariana Grande. Or as it says on the sheet, Ariana Grande. What have we said about spelling mistakes on the sheet?
Pillow taken away.
Pillow, no pillow anymore. Pillow gone. Sorry. Here comes the question. Names as buzzers, by the way. Name an Ariana Grande song starting with T.
Abby. T!
Oh, Abby. No, you have to say... Abby. For the win.
I actually don't know.
Five, four, three, two...
I actually don't know.
Tim, what is it?
Thank you, next.
Thank you, next
is a great one.
Thank you, next. All I had in my head was God as a woman.
So did I, actually.
And also, yeah, Successful is also another banger.
Here comes the producer's category.
This is tense.
And that is things in the ocean.
Yeah.
Things in the ocean.
Okay.
Quite broad, actually. If you probably get a lot of
things. Last week it was the English language.
Well, see, that's quite niche because it's English language. This could be anything in the ocean. Sometimes you throw coins in the ocean. Okay, and stuff. Anyway, here we go. Here comes the question. Names as buzzers for the win. A whale is a mammal. True or false?
Abby. True.
Yeah, big dog wins. Big dog's got to eat, mate. She wins.
She wins. Babe, well done, though. Usually I win after the first two questions. So that was really scary for me. That was really
scary because I didn't want to lose to you.
Thank you so much.
Don't congratulate her. You lost.
No, I won fair and square. So that's nice. Check out 100% That Tim. It's very funny. Very good. Very nostalgic.
Very funny. Love the Triple J stuff. Keep making fun of them, not of the commercial radio, please, Tim.
Yes, please don't. I bet that tomorrow morning we'll wake up and they'll have a little bleach blonde curly wig on.
He would have bleached his hair and
he would. Oh, my God. Don't you dare.
Swear to God.
Okay, I promise I won't.
Everyone will know exactly who you're talking about as well, which pissed me off.
Stop it.
At 100% That Tim on TikTok. Go and check him out. Thanks for hanging out, man.
Thank you for having me.
Hot Nights, Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
First date.
First date.
You're so cute.
First date Friday.
Well, we're trying to flip it up a bit, guys.
We're trying to do a first date Friday flip because...
Oh, well done.
You know, I just... It's been fun and we love... We love love.
We love
and
love.
Our cup is full every time we do this segment.
My cup is full.
Our cup is full. But unfortunately, the cup runneth over and annoys us because people are too happy and too bored.
Yeah, and we wanted some more. Oh, that went awful. Fantastic.
Yeah, and we've actually been doing challenges recently and they've been kind of working, but everyone's like, oh, they actually found it really funny and cute. Now we're engaged. Because it's
somehow,
like, what do you mean?
Somehow these challenges have made the dates better. And I think that's actually helping their relationship.
You know why?
Why?
They've got a slice of our personality.
And you know what? You're welcome. Normally we would charge a lot of money for this.
But hey,
it's all good for a slice of it, for sure. But now we flipped it up. I'll be honest. It's my fault. I may have snapped last week and gone, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Because who was it? What was the last name? What was her name? Caitlin? What was her name? I can't remember. She was fantastic, though.
She was great.
But she was so lovely. That was the thing. And I went, guys, that's enough.
Yeah.
I want someone unhinged to go, hey, I'll take your money. I'm going to go on a date and just blow the whole thing up.
Yeah, and I think we've found an agent of chaos.
I think we've found an agent of chaos.
All right, Nathan.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
starting with a giggle. Ooh, all right, Nathan.
Cheeky.
So you heard our call for chaos and you're here to answer it.
Yeah, look, I've been single for a very long time.
Uh-huh. How long?
This phone call's chaos.
Nathan, we can't hear you. Did you just put your hand over the microphone?
What's happened? Oh, Nathan.
Nathan, you drop us in the bath?
Nathan, are you in the
bath? Nathan, help us.
Hang on.
Sorry about that.
No, you're right.
My headphones.
Oh, Nathan! Oh, now he's hung up.
Agent of chaos.
Oh, you know what?
Agent of chaos.
You know what? This
Agent
is perfect.
Okay,
normally, Nathan. I would be so frustrated with this person. But this is what we want.
I'm so excited. So now we have to wait for Nathan to get back.
Hang on.
Because Nathan hung up.
I can see it. Producer's calling.
Did Nathan just say that he was going to putting his earphones in mid-conversation with us on air?
This whole thing is...
Imagine
perfect.
Live on radio. The confidence to be live on radio and then just change up your medium, have where your audio is coming from.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Oh, Nathan. Hello, Nathan.
I told you I was a chaos master. Yeah. It actually connected to my Bluetooth speakers. So,
Okay, Nathan, tell us what your plan is to bring some chaos because it seems it comes naturally to you.
It honestly does. So I've been chatting with this person on a dating app for a while, but haven't really, done anything, so I thought let's just really throw a spanner in the works. And I'm going away this weekend for my mum's 60th, and she lives 6 hours away from Sydney.
Okay, yep. Okay.
In a small country town called Grenfell.
Okay,
which is a population of 1,000 people.
Great. Okay.
So I'm going to introduce them to my family straight away. Is that too much?
No, it's fantastic.
No, okay. So you need to ask this person, do you think they'll actually come with you or surprise them?
I was going to surprise them.
Surprise them.
I think surprise them, absolutely. Sure. Now, how are you going to get them in the car with you for 6 hours? Or are you flying?
No, we're driving. I was going to suggest, oh, my God, let's go on, a fun little road trip, day trip.
Yep, perfect. Perfect.
A country town somewhere, and then it turns to 6 hours.
Oh, my
God. And it's your family.
And it's your family. And it's your mum's 60th. Now, have you told your mum?
No, why would I tell her?
Guys, this is exactly what we're talking about.
This is
exactly what we're talking about. Want to get to a point where you go, you know what? I wouldn't mind some money. I wouldn't mind Hot Nights paying me to just lose my mind.
And just
thank you,
ruin mum's 60th.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So when are you going to ask this person?
Look, once I get off this call, I might plant the seed of what's happening.
Yeah, and see what they do. If not, I need you to find someone else. I need you to find at least one person to take with you, or find someone in that small town of 1,000 people.
Yeah,
and make them come to your mum's 60th. Totally. They'll know your mum.
Totally.
Look, she's more the merrier. She would actually love that. There's been a bit of flooding near the area, some people kind of tent. So we've got to add numbers to the party.
Oh yeah,
you
absolutely.
Bring them.
You know what? There's a lot of towns on the way. Even if you're driving through, you want to pick someone up on the way, take them to your mum's 60th. Well, I will accept that as well.
Well, hey, Nathan, we're going to give you some money for doing this. So thank you. Take dating into your own hands. Make the first move on Bumble. Some money yours.
Nathan's making the first move.
Oh, making the first move.
I don't need to tell.
Unbelievable.
Find that feeling.
Find that feeling. Tell you what, you are ready to find some chemistry.
I'm excited.
Look, we will come back Monday, Nathan, and find out how you went. So excited.
I'm excited too. I'm hoping I can go to jail.
You'll be right.
Fingers crossed. If not, $20 go towards the bail.
Oh, 100%. We're basically paying for the bail.
Yeah.
Guys, that sounded fun. Also, if that sounded like you, hit the DMs right now at Hot Nights with Abby.
Tell us about a first date.
I'm okay with getting a list. I'm okay with getting people just going, look, if you need me,
I'll do whatever.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hello, friends, it's me.
Today, we are checking out...
Hello, that's my channel.
All right, my friends, something very exciting might be happening today.
Influencer of the week. We're excited.
And cold.
And I'm so cold. I don't know why this is... my feet are purple.
I'm not at all cold in here.
My feet are actually... Max, confirm my feet are actually
Max
purple.
As well.
Yeah, they are actually a little purple, but it's really hot in here.
Yeah, I'm warm in here. Even if it's my arm, I don't feel any cold air on my arm.
All right, I'll see you guys in Cairns. You can complain about how hot it is.
I would really complain in Cairns.
Oh, it's so hot. Grow up.
That's the attitude and energy I'm sending at you now.
Trying to grow up, mate. I'm trying.
In your ski jacket.
I'd love to be. But I'm in a ski jacket in the studio because it's so cold in here. Anyway, influencer of the week.
Okay.
So Max has brought us a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's fact.
Well, can you? You saw this and it reminded you of something else that happened. You're like, there's a trend going on here.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
So last week we talked about Tash Oakley because she had put up an Insta story promoting her bathers. And at the end she was like, okay, that's 15 seconds.
Mm. Yep.
And she included it.
Yeah.
Smart.
Well, I found someone today on Celeb Spellcheck again who we love.
Yeah.
Her name is Ari Reid Property, and she is a big-time buyer specialist in London, but also a lifestyle influencer.
Ah. The Simon Cohen of London.
Wowee.
Yeah. And she was in Florida after a hurricane, random fact that she included in her video, and she was like, I'm just going to show everyone how cool and calm it is here. And she's standing on this beach with a surfboard in her bathers with a microphone clipped to her. And then this happens.
So I've got my surfboard and I'm going to go try and hit some waves. So wish me luck and I'll see you guys later. Bye.
And then she walks to the ocean and then she turns around and walks straight back to the camera.
Silly.
Okay. Now, my initial thoughts are, of course she's walking back. She's got a microphone on. And of course they're just going to film that part. Then she'll go into the ocean in a different way. But I was thinking about, why does it irk me? It's because she didn't have to go, bye. She could have just gone, I'm going to go in now. And the next clip is her actually in.
I mean, totally. You could also say that the first shot is just that she's going to the water. Then also she turned around, not a lot of waves. Maybe she didn't do a surf check, shaka bra first. And maybe she saw the water and went, I can't surf no waves. So maybe that's what happened. Poor thing.
No, yeah. You're both wrong.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The influencers are learning and they have realized,
evolving.
Like Tash Oakley got so much PR for her little mistake of saying, oh, that's 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm. Aria Reid Property was trying to do the same thing, trying to show herself being like, oh, look at me. I'm making a silly mistake trying to get people to write articles about her.
Well, Aria Reid, it worked. What are the comments on this? Are they lighthearted? Are they angry? Because it might have backfired. People really love hating influencers.
Yeah, look, there's a bit of a range of replies. Like, you know, people being like, there's a microphone clipped to your bathers. You're not going surfing.
There are waterproof mics.
That's true.
Other people saying, what waves are you surfing? Because it's literally like a flat.
No waves there, mate. It's no like waves.
Maybe she's learning.
You can't... Look.
When I learned my one surfing lesson...
You can't scooter with no wheels if there was no wheels on the scooter, okay?
Maybe she's... Or maybe, like you said, maybe she looked and she went, oh, can't do it.
That's what I think. Can't do the waves. No waves. They can't do the waves.
She never wanted to do it. She just wanted to get the little video of her being like, oops, I'm making a mistake.
So you think this was all pre-planned?
Yep.
You know Naomi Campbell, when she fell down, I think, during a Vivian Westwood show, I think it was Vivian Westwood, she was in these heels that were like ballet points and she fell down in the 90s. And then after that, she said that people were going to pay her to fall down in shows and other models because it got so much press about her falling down in these heels in a runway in like Paris Fashion Week or something. So it's not unfounded, Max. But does she follow Tash Oakley?
They're both wearing bathers in the videos, so there is a connection.
Enough. That's it.
That's it.
Got it.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So, it looks like Spill is selling well.
Babe, it's selling really well. Even my mum went and bought some today.
So she should.
Bless her. I was like, I'll call you tonight. And she goes, great, I'll be drinking beer.
Is she a beer gal?
Not really, no.
She's a Spill girl, though,
isn't she? She's a Spill gal. This is the thing. It's a very light, easy-going lager.
And I've noticed on your stories that there are... lots of people buying Spill and buying the six packs. And I think it might be a bit of a strategy for people. Maybe I'll see myself on Abby Chatfield's Instagram.
Maybe.
If I hold some Spill up. And you know what? I think it's working.
I mean, they'll come for the repost, but they'll stay for the Spill.
Oh, unbelievable.
You know? I feel like maybe that is the case, but I'm okay with that because it's so nummies.
It is nice.
That
it's good beer.
It's good beer. It's a nice, easy-going lager. I mean, what more can I say?
You know what you could say? You could start talking to me about being the Spill man, being the mascot.
Babe, it's just not going to happen.
It might happen. Wow. Interesting.
Because I was thinking... if you get approached by someone else, I'll consider it.
Really? Okay, good to know.
It's scary, you know?
It is scary.
Not sure if you... It's like, you know, like, oh, I like someone, and they get like a partner, and you're like, wait, hang on.
Yeah,
I really liked you well enough to make a move.
Yeah, I know the vibe. I was thinking if I'm going to be the Spill man, I'm going to have to lift my game and add some value to Spill.
Yep. Okay, cool. Yep.
So I thought my first one might be a bit of a slogan.
Okay. All right.
Bit of a slogan.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So obviously I'd be the Spill man.
Yeah.
And maybe I could be like dressed as like the Spill man
mm-hmm.
and just go to like, you know, random parks or like people's barbecues and stuff where they're drinking and then just kind of intercept what they're doing. And they might be like, oh, this guy's fun. Do you want a beer, mate? And I'll go, yeah, sure. And they'll go, oh, it's okay. I'll go, ooh, is that not Spill? And I'll go, oh, no. I'll go, well, it's not chill. It's not Spill.
It's not chill.
It's not chill.
It's not bad. It's not bad, babe. That's pretty, I quite like that.
I'm okay with.
If it's not Spill, it's
ain't
not
chill.
Chill.
It ain't chill if it's not Spill. So you can actually, you can flip it if you want.
You've got a real case here, babe.
You know, so Spillman's just trying to add some value to Spill. And that, you know, that's his mission objective. And that's his purpose.
Maybe do a self-tape for me and I'll consider it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I'll do a little self-tape.
Okay.
I'll just get like a blue shirt.
Verbose. You can get the verbose blue shirt.
I'll get the verbose blue with cases of Spill and go, hey, mate. I'll hand him a beer and go, hey, listen, it's not chill if it ain't Spill.
It's not.
And they'll go, wow, you're right.
And it is right. So I quite like that. Keep working on slogans. Bring me a few options. Do a PowerPoint.
Okay. And
a self-tape.
Hey,
there we go.
Right, okay.
Thanks, babe. Appreciate it.
So you know what they say? Abby.
Time will tell.
No, they say it ain't chill if it ain't Spill.
Oh. It ain't chill if...
Moment's gone, mate. Hot Nights.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Hey, we finished up for the Friday for the week. We love it, baby. We love it.
So long, farewell, up, fetus and adieu. Adieu.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Adieu.
To you and you and you. So long, 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 well, 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 well.
Yeah. Love that. Okay, so if you're going out this weekend, doing anything, socialising, pick yourself up some spill. And by the way, if you see someone thinking about bringing some drinks, just say, hey, bring some spill.
Just do it.
Velvet,
you know?
Liquorland, at First Choice as well, I believe.
Yeah, and yeah, babe, both those places. And if you, you know, if you do it, tag me and tell me if you think that Rowan should be the spill man.
Yeah, should I be the spill man? We'll work on some stuff. You know, drink responsibly, but hey, get a slab. Get a slab for Slabby.
Get a
Got it. It's okay. I got it. Bye, guys. Bye.
Sorry, this word slab just evokes a swear word, doesn't it?
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have